Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's get straight into it. The market pulled back today, but the headline numbers don't tell the whole story, do they?
Not at all. This was a classic tale of two markets. On one hand, you had the mega caps getting hammered. The NASDAQ dropped 1.5%, and the S&P 500 was down about 0.6. But under the hood, it was a different picture entirely.
Right. The S&P 500 Equal Weight Index was actually up almost 0.5%. That's a huge divergence. It really screams rotation, not panic.
Exactly. Money wasn't fleeing the market. It was just moving. Look at the sector map. Technology and communication services got hit hard, dragged down by the usual suspects. Nvidia, Broadcom, Meta, Amazon, they were all down significantly.
So where did the money flow?
Into safety. Real estate was the top performer, up a stunning 1.8%. Utilities and consumer staples both climbed a full percent. This is a clear defensive shift. Investors are de-risking ahead of Fed Chair Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole on Friday.
That makes sense. No one wants to be a hero heading into a potential policy signal from the Fed. Now, despite the tech weakness, there was one chipmaker that had a fantastic day.
Intel, what a move. Up almost 7%. That's what a $2 billion investment from SoftBank will do for you. It's a huge vote of confidence, but it wasn't enough to lift the whole semiconductor index, which still closed down over 1.5%.
And on the earnings front, Home Depot seemed to buck the negative trend, helping keep the Dow Jones afloat.
It did. The stock rallied over 3%. What's interesting is they actually missed on earnings per share, but they reaffirmed their full-year outlook, and the market loved it. That sets a really interesting stage for tomorrow, when we hear from Lowe's, Target, and TJX.
A big day for retail, for sure. Now, I saw a strange one today. Amerisports, they beat estimates, raised guidance, and the stock still fell almost 5%. What happened there?
That's a head-scratcher on the surface. But the market latched onto the news that the CEO of their Wilson brand is stepping down. It feels like an excuse to sell a stock that had a nice run-up. A classic sell-the-news reaction, even when the news is good.
Got it. So, with all this rotation and cross-currents, let's talk tactics. What's showing persistent strength? What are you watching for a continuation move?
I'm looking at names that ignored today's weakness. The healthcare space is strong. HCA, for example, is showing great momentum backed by volume. I'm watching for a break of $405 to signal a move toward $410. Also, Home Depot, coming off that strong report. If it can hold above $406, the next leg up could be to $415.
Okay, so those are the continuation plays. What about setups that are anticipating a breakout? The ones that are coiling?
That's where it gets interesting, especially in tech. Despite the broader weakness, some semis are setting up nicely. ASML is a great example. It's holding support around $742. If buying volume comes in, it could challenge $750. Same with Qualcomm, ticker QCOM. It's showing consistent intraday recovery. A push above 157 could drive it to test the 160 resistance level.
So even within a weak sector, you're finding pockets of potential strength. Let's bring it back to the indexes. What are the key levels traders need to watch for tomorrow on the S&P and the NASDAQ?
For the S&P 500 via the SPY, the key support is down near 639. We need to see that level hold. To the upside, resistance is a band between 640.5 and 641. For the NASDAQ, the QQQ has support around 569. It needs to stay above that. Resistance is sitting right at 570 to 571. Breaking that would be a big bullish confirmation.
Excellent. So the main takeaway for tomorrow is a bifurcated market. Be cautious with the mega cap leaders, but look for opportunities in defensive sectors and these specific tactical setups that are bucking the trend. It's a stock picker's market right now.
That's the game plan. Watch those levels, respect the rotation, and don't fight the defensive flow until we get more clarity from the Fed.
Great stuff. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow. Trade safe, everyone.